AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Are you ready for it? In 24 hours, we will know who wins top prize at the Super Bowl between the 49ers and the Chiefs. CBS's Donnie Backus is in Las Vegas ahead of the biggest sports day of the year.
Security is at an all-time high. Customs and Border Protection helicopters equipped with powerful cameras will be keeping a close watch from above.
Whatever we're looking at with our camera systems in the helicopter, the people in the Mobile Command Center can see.
On the ground, thousands of state, local, and federal officers from more than 30 agencies have swarmed the area.
And have no fear, Taylor Swift fans. Her private jet landed at Los Angeles International Airport this afternoon from Japan well before the big game. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump indicated that he would encourage Russian aggression against NATO allies who do not meet spending targets. He quoted the president of what he called a big country that he did not name as asking, "Sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us?"
"No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay. You got to pay your bills."
The NATO treaty contains a provision that guarantees mutual defense of member states if one is attacked. The White House is responding tonight saying, quote, "Encouraging invasions of our closest allies by murderous regimes is appalling and unhinged, and it endangers American national security and global stability." Israeli airstrikes killed at least 44 Palestinians, including more than a dozen children, in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The BBC's Lucy Williamson on one family that had been missing for nearly 2 weeks.
As Israeli forces left the area, paramedics went in. They found Hind Rajab's body with those of her family in the car they were traveling in, bullet holes scattered along its side. At the hospital where she had waited for news of her daughter, Hind's mother, Wissam, told the BBC,
"I will question them before God on the day of judgment. Netanyahu, Biden, and all those who collaborated against us, against Gaza and its people."
A Nigerian banker, his wife and son are among the six people who died in a San Bernardino County helicopter crash last night as the aircraft was heading to the Super Bowl. NTSB board member Michael Graham.
"It was reported by witnesses that there was rain with some wintry mix. We currently have a meteorologist working on our team, and we are working to analyze and get the exact weather conditions at that time."
Dexter Scott King, the late son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, has been memorialized as the protector of his family's legacy and the keeper of the dream during a service in Atlanta today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music till midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass. Three locations in Madison, plus shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Let's start off with a double dip of the German art students. Here on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Drives around in her punk rock car. She stays in the city and doesn't go far. Punches the clutch, hits the accelerator. In a cloud of dust she shouts,
"I'll see you later."
Ah. There's a tape deck in the dash. The Ramones, the Pixies, the Bleeding and the Clash. She's driving real safe, she doesn't want to smash. She's gotta go to work, she's gone in a flash. She's going to her job in the punk rock car. Mixtapes on the floor in the punk rock car. They're going to a show in the punk rock car. Punk rock car, punk rock car, punk rock car, punk rock car, punk rock car.
Pax and her friends, they're going to a show. Their faces are lit up by the dashboard glow. The car is paid for, nobody is owed. Freedom and fun are their cargo. She's gotta go to work in the punk rock car. She's giving people rides in the punk rock car. There are coins on the floor in the punk rock car. Punk rock car, punk rock car. Color like November sky gray. Hoosker Doo sticker on display. Ignition start, there's no display. Pop the clutch, she's on her way.
About
Max Inc. Radio Live, original local music until midnight. Hi there, I'm KJ Osborne, sitting in for Jimmy K tonight. We just finished up a double dip from the German art students, Punk Rock Car and None Shall Cover Us. Give us a call or a text at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, or get the Civic Media app on maxincradio.com.
Oh. All right, KJ. Woo! Thank you for sitting in for Jimmy K. He is, Jimmy K, he's out hunting Sasquatch, I believe, in New York City.
Yes, I wonder if he's having any luck.
He found one at the jazz club, I think.
We shall hear stories from him next Saturday. Wow.
Wow. He's out. They're coming back soon. He'll be back next week, Jimmy K. Hope you had a great time in New York City. Mm-hmm. Hey, German art students, we just announced a show, Max Inc. Radio Matinee Concert Series. Those are presented by Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 FM. It all happens at the High Noon Saloon in these matinee mm-hmm. shows. The doors open at noon, and then bands from 1 to 4. You're home by dinner.
That's a good sell, isn't it?
You're home by dinner, no football. And so on February 18th, Sunday, February 18th, that's coming up next week, the German art students are going to be kicking off at 1 p.m., then followed by the Apologists, and then followed by El Donk. And now the crazy stuff is, right, that the German art students over two decades ago played their first show opening for El Donk at OK's Corral.
No way. Yes. Okay, this is great history.
And I think so did the Apologists at another show. So you're talking like 60 years of collected band history, Madison band history, at this one show.
And this is going to be a terrific show.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And having known that they have played together all of these other times, but way back then,
yeah,
you know you're going to get good music from these bands, too, because they've been together that long. Wow.
Yeah. So that is going to be just a fabulous show. Well, Terry, we have a big show coming up tonight.
Ooh.
What do we got going on?
Okay, we are going to kick things off with our first interview at 6:30. Rowan Childs. If you don't know Rowan, oh my goodness, this woman is doing amazing things in making sure kids get books to read. She is the head of the Madison Reading Project, so we're going to learn all about it and how we can help as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And then at 7:30, we've got Gordy Young coming in. John and Gordy show. That's on, it's right here on WMDX every weekday morning from 6 to 8. And you have been a frequent guest, haven't you, Roger?
Oh, yeah. I go on there every Friday to bring music of what's happening in Live in the Lair. And sometimes we do some throwbacks or themed music.
I've heard it. It's fun.
And yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah.
They are a lot of fun. They're one of the best, morning shows around. I enjoy listening to them.
I can't wait to talk with Gordy. So we'll get the scoop from Gordy coming up at 7:30. Panchromatic Steel at 8:30. Going to talk to a couple of the guys from Panchromatic Steel. They have some new music coming out, don't they?
I think we'll find that out. But what they do have is a Fat Tuesday show.
Oh, that's even better.
And they're going to be playing with Mama Dig Down's brass band.
Oh,
I always want to say Junction because I remember them 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. They were Mama Dig Down's brass Junction.
Oh,
but now they're the brass band, right? That's how much history they have.
Yes.
And so Rock will be coming in along with Chad from the Panchromatic Steel, and we're going to hear about their kind of collaborated Fat Tuesday show.
Oh, that's awesome. And not to veer too far off course, because I like to do that sometimes, Rocker.
Yes.
Sal's Tomato Pies, one of our sponsors.
Yes.
I just saw they have a Mardi Gras style pizza this next week. It looks fabulous.
Wow.
So I'm just putting that out there for all of you.
Mm-hmm. We were just eating Salvatore's pizza tonight.
That is so so good. They have the best pizza. They
Twice
really
in one
do.
Week. I'm good with that.
Wow. Nice. Very nice. I'm going to have some bar notes coming up for you in a little while as well. And then live in the lair tonight. This is really, really cool. Joe Richter. Joe's coming over to the Madison studio from Milwaukee. That will kick off at 9 o'clock. And Joe, he can do it all. He plays keyboards. He plays guitars. He writes. He sings. He sits in with other bands. Typically, he's a one-man band, though. And we're going to get a taste of that tonight.
We are.
Yes. And then Maxine Heavy, of course. 10 Maxine. To midnight. Hey. Oh, phew. That's a lot.
Ooh, all right. A lot. Well, yeah. We better get it started.
Ooh, let's play let's some go. Music.
How about some Jeremiah tired. Jams yeah. Band Dancing in Your Soul on Max Inc. Radio?
1, 2.
Back now.
That's on your mind. Is that feeling like you're wasting time? And your money, it needs more money. And it just ain't funny. When you hit your low, but it ain't no mystery, mystery in my mind. So I'm asking the Lord, ooh, let me hit it one more time.
With our guests live in the Lair and full shows all just waiting for you. Plus, you can get a direct link and grab the Civic Media app as well. Check it all out at maxincradio.com.
All right. Thanks, KJ. Hey, you know, Terry.
Yes, Rocker.
Max Inc. Radio was just nominated for a Whammy Award.
I know, it's so
and
exciting.
A Mama Award. We're up for a couple. And voting is actually going to be starting for the first round of voting for Whammy, February 16th. That's this Friday.
It is.
And we're really excited. And, you know, we're going to be a big part of Whammy this year. We've been kind of, we're going to talk a little bit about our partnership tonight and about, you know, coming together. We're a statewide music program and they're a statewide music industry organization.
Yes, indeed.
And so, hey, we thought we'd start unifying the state.
Why not?
Music scenes,
oh,
right?
Oh, I love it so much. And I know we feel so honored to even be nominated for these because it means somebody actually had to take the time to go in and put our names in and the show name and all of that. And it just means so much, you know. The winning is always terrific, but just getting a nomination just feels so big. So thank you to whoever did that. And thank you to
me.
Ah!
Oh, thank you, KJ.
Well, now we know.
Just well,
oh, now she says she's kidding. That's not nice.
And we have a whole timeline for Whammy, like all up through the different nominations and when the you know the real nominations that are announced. And so we'll keep you caught up with that all the way through May 19th. May 18th and 19th in Green Bay is going to be the celebration, the award celebration weekend for Whammy. And we're glad to be a part of that. So,
Wait until you hear what we have cooking up for that. That's going to, I think we're going to talk a little bit about it later in the
too. We're forecasting.
Okay.
Right now.
Well, we also have this to talk about tonight. Rowan Childs of the Madison Reading Project is going to be coming in next. And wait till you hear about some of the amazing things she is doing. And I'm going to ask her how many books she has actually given away to kids in the time she's been with this project. That is coming up right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Civic Media and the Shaw 101 FM presents the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series featuring Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
Iron Plow with special guest Bony Fingers, Friday, February 16th at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge, 200 Madison Street in Waukesha. This is a free event. The Max Inc. Radio Concert Series with Iron Plow and Bony Fingers, presented by Civic Media, the Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mm-hmm.
storm sees the ocean in the morn. She's the way that's carried me away. She's the sky late at night, both dark shining bright, with a moon to help guide the way. She's the strength in the sway, magic in the way that a tree bends but doesn't break in the breeze. She's the rock on which I have built the life in which I live. She's the heart and soul of the family. Still lying next to me, hard to tell if it's real or just a dream. It's a gift, this I know, and I won't forget to show. Best way to give thanks is down on one knee. Time is over. I pray the Lord.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Frank Martin Bush, and home is anywhere you go.
Thanks, KJ. You know, Frank Martin Bush, he's got some shows coming up. The 16th of February is Main Street Music in Brooklyn. Ooh. The next night, the 17th, he's at Tiranina Brewery over there in Lake Mills.
Isn't it Lake Mills?
And the 28th of February, Burr Oak with Zach Pietrini.
Oh, that's awesome. That'll be a really good show.
That's going to be a good show.
Frank never quits. That's such a good thing. We're lucky to have him around.
Well, Terry.
Yes.
If pages were burgers, the Madison Reading Project would have beaten McDonald's hands down after announcing they'd given away over 500,000 books over the last decade on a mission to help kids in low-income neighborhoods build literacy skills. Here in the studio to tell us all about the amazing growth of the Madison Reading Project, the Dolly Parton Imagination Program, and the new bus launch in May is director and founder Rowan Childs. Rowan, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much. That was a great introduction.
Oh my gosh. In fact, I was teasing Rocker. I said, I have to ask how many books. Well, there it is.
There you go. We just surpassed the 500,000 books that we've given out.
That is incredible. Okay, so Rowan, before we get going about the Madison Reading Project, you've done so many different things. So tell us a little bit about you and, you know, kind of what has the journey been to get where you are here with the Reading Project?
Had, I guess, so many twists and turns. Lived in a couple different places. Always had books, though, as sort of like my cherished belongings and a comfort. And I've had a variety of different jobs along the way as I started the nonprofit and finally full-time, which is awesome. And love what we're doing. Our team is so passionate about helping kids and educators and families with literacy resources. So it's definitely been a journey.
Well, what is... What is your background? Who is Rowan Childs? I mean,
right?
You know,
with that English and art degree,
I know,
who knew?
I was wondering. You know, red hair. Yes. I was like thinking,
just a little titch of the accent.
So I'm not born in America, as you may be able to hear. So I grew up in Europe. My mom and dad are South African and were Tanzanian. Who knew?
Oh my gosh.
And now I live in America. So on any given day, my accent can be all over the place. So sometimes it sounds more Midwest. I lived in New York City, so sometimes it sounds more New York, or just like bits and pieces from everywhere.
And what brought you to America?
My dad's job. And then when I lived in New York City, I met a man from Wisconsin. Moved to Wisconsin, which was a slight change from New York City.
Oh, yes.
Just a smidge.
Yeah. We're glad you stayed, though.
But I love living here.
Good.
So, yeah.
We're so lucky to have you. And because this is a music show, I do have to ask you, what's your favorite songs? Do you have any? Do you have a music background?
Well, I played piano as a child, argued with the classical piano teacher because I wanted to play jazz. But I do love all kinds of different music, probably anything from like Leon Bridges, but I love like Victoria Monet, or I was just listening to Etta James, so kind of all over the place.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
It kind of fits whatever kind of mood you might be
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah, we like that.
I could be kind of moody, so.
I've never seen that, but I'm not going to say it doesn't happen.
Moody, and I have a variety of moods.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be bad moody.
No. Yeah. And it matches the accent and the music. And okay, so now we can talk about the Reading Project. I love this so much. The Madison Reading Project. How do you get inspired, and how did you know that there was a need for founding this kind of organization? Now, it's 10 years old already?
I know. Time flies when you're having fun. Mm. So initially, I was helping my own son, kind of was surprised. I thought I did all the right things. We had books at home, read to him, and his teacher said he was behind in first grade. And I was like, how is that possible? He said, I don't like the books at school. So tried to figure out with him. It took a couple months of like, what do you like to read? That counts as reading, you know, like even though it's not the school assigned things, trying to find, you know, a variety of different resources. And then it just bothered me because I thought, if you're in first grade and you're behind in reading, then what happens? Mm-hmm. You know, like, are you just always behind in reading, and then your grades, you don't comprehend anything else by the time you're in third grade if you're just always behind? Then what happens? Can you even graduate? What kind of job do you, you know, like, so it's just, it bothered me. And I looked into other volunteer opportunities and didn't quite see what I was thinking of. But also, I'd never started anything like that. So I took about a year to try and figure it out.
Yeah.
And then found an amazing partner at Salvation Army to do that very first pilot program. And then the kids just really sparked so many other things, sort of like, no, we really do like to read, but when they're exciting books and engaging books and they're not worn and tattered books, shockingly, right?
Yes.
And that just encouraged me to keep going. And who knew 10 years would go by and we'd get way more sophisticated at what we're doing, and the community really also cares about what we're doing, which is awesome.
It's huge. I find it so difficult. And I know it's real because we've talked about this before, that there are kids that don't even have one of their own book.
Yeah.
And that just kind of breaks my heart because I think about the bookshelf I had as a kid, and a lot of those got passed to my brother, who passed then to the next brother. They're still lingering around my mom's house.
I'm sure.
Which is really, really cool. I guess this is where you also found not only were kids maybe having some struggles with reading, but then you found they didn't have books to read.
Right. I mean, it all sort of goes back to like where you're living, you know, your caretakers, your parents, grandparents, whomever, right? Having just books and materials, magazines, newspapers at home. Those are so few now compared to back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have a TV guide and a newspaper coming weekly. So just there's just less material. So like trying to find the best way to engage kids is with like fun, awesome books. So you want to have like we want to have the best books available for kids and provide a really fun, engaging experience so that they just think it's so fun. They get to pick out the book that they want. There's awesome selections. And then they just sit down and read it, which we see happening.
Oh, I bet. So,
it's just really fulfilling, like, knowing that that's working. And then just try and find a variety of ways to do that. But our team is just, like, so passionate about trying to find, like, those best books.
Mm-hmm. So as a child, what was your favorite book?
Ooh. So my mom often read A.A. Milne, like Winnie the Pooh to us, or anything by that author, or Roald Dahl, very English, Roald Dahl. All of those,
James and the Giant Peach,
The Witches.
The Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
There you go. All of those books were definitely, like, read to me and I read as a child. So those are definitely, like, some of my favorite books. And it was very funny rereading them, like, to my kids and realizing they're pretty saucy and naughty. We were like, oh, wow, that's pretty, you know, like, I might have to tweak that a little bit. But those were definitely, like, some of those core books that were read to me that I still, like, just love or, like, you know, like Squirrel Nutkin, Beatrix Potter, you know, like all of those things, very English.
You know what did it for me? Was my fourth grade teacher read to us over like, it was like a month or something, you know, read a little bit of the book every day, The Hobbit. You know, and now I've read The Hobbit probably five times and The Lord of the Rings probably five times and Dune and, you know, go on and on and on and 110 Star Wars books.
Yeah.
For us, it was the summer reading programs at the library. And I remember my mom would come home with stacks of books. And, oh, I just love that. Of course, you got a prize if you finished the summer. So that
is like the one thing I do, like, when I talk to, you know, like anyone out in public or donors, volunteers, to say, what was your favorite book? So many people know, like, the childhood book that inspired them. Or they're like, this was my favorite one. So I love that you guys both just mentioned that.
Oh, so great. I am really interested in Dolly Parton. Now, we know that she's been involved in reading programs because her own dad couldn't read. Mm-hmm. So tell us about this, though, and how you end up participating in this.
Yeah. So she runs her now international program. So we participate in that. We run that for the County of Dane. And so any child under the age of five living in Dane County, you can register them. It's super easy via our website. And really, you get a free book delivered to your home every single month when you sign up.
Wow.
So it's amazing. We're sending out about 12,000 free books per month out currently.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And you know, obviously kids graduate out, so you can sign them up as soon as they're one day old. So that's, we've been running that now for 2 years, and just hope to continue to do that. So there's a lot of outreach that goes on, just so that awareness, and working now with the hospitals to try and get as many newborns signed up so they get to take advantage of that all year. For 5 years.
Brilliant.
We're kind of running out of time here, but I wanted to hear a little bit about the new bus that's coming.
Thank you.
Before you go.
So we have book bus number one currently. It's about to turn 5 years old. It's amazing. It's a free book bus. We give books out. Kids get to keep them.
Yes.
And so that program has gone so well and is so impactful, we figured we would get another one. So bus number two arrives May 18th. That's when our launch will be at the Cole Center. And it's all accessible. It's larger than our current one. And we're just so excited. We'll have two buses on the road. We'll keep the original bus. And so that way, we're just really hoping to be able to branch out the bus. We get so many requests for the bus to come to where kids are.
I bet. So. And then you have this other event that I want to ask you about really quick.
Yeah.
I love this. Ready to Wear, and that's on June 12th. This is the coolest event, Rocker. I am not kidding you. Oh, my gosh. Tell us real quick about that.
It's a paper fashion show. So both of you can compete in paper on the runway. last year, we had 21 teams start practicing your catwalk. And it's so fun. So people get to create something that maybe is reflective of their company, their nonprofit, just what they love is art. And you're competing with your fellow teammates. Last year, we had nearly 500 people at the Sylvie in attendance, celebrity judges, and then everybody gets to vote. So it's kind of like a little bit like a reality TV show, Project Runway, but it's so fun, and it all goes towards fundraising towards our nonprofit.
And again, books. It's made out of paper.
Yeah.
You know, it all ties together.
You can read it.
Well, yeah.
Some of them you can.
Clothes. Yeah.
Rowan, thank you so much for coming in to tell your story. How do we find more information on the Madison Reading Project
online? Yeah, our website is probably the best place, madisonreadingproject.com. It's got ways to volunteer, sign up for Dolly Parton's Imagination Program, the events coming up. You want to know more about how to book, you know, donate books, get books, that's where you need to go.
You know, it's so interesting. We're talking about music, obviously, with the show and reading. And I think I've always heard those are two super important things for kids.
Yeah,
if they can read, and music can do so many, you know, opening of doors. And what a great way for us to
read
be together.
Music.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
And read music. It's all good for your brain.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is, no matter your age. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rowan.
Thank you both.
So terrific.
Thanks so much for coming in. How about some Mackenzie Moore, Haunted, on Max Inc. Radio.
There was a time you could do no wrong, when everything was perfect to me. You gave your heart and I held on, kept it up. Drop the gun, couldn't stop the bleed. It's not what I wanted. I didn't play my just let go. But when you've been haunted, moving on, all it leaves you is ghosts. Sit out on the lawn, look up at the sky, talk about what it is we want, what we needed to try. One day I woke up and now it's done, still don't know why.
Still hear you when it's night.
What I wanted, I didn't play my just let go.
Morning, Kayla, with Speed of Light on Max Inc. Radio. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music. Also, hello to Wausau on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 98.9 FM, and also listening on The Shaw at 101 FM and WAUK AM 540. You can call or text us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And you can text us directly on the Civic Media app.
Oh, please do. We love those texts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. While you're talking, Rocker, let me check and see if we
have
anything.
Let's see if we got a text. Hey, mm-hmm. Coming up, Gordy Young from the John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. here on Mad Radio 92.7 FM. He's going to be coming in just a little while. But hey, Terry, let me tell you about this Max Inc. Radio Matinee Concert Series.
Tell.
We have another one coming up. This one's presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media. And this is Sunday, April 7th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. And doors are noon, of course, show 1 to 4 p.m. And this time, it's going to be a dance party.
This is going to be a rager.
Oh, man. We premiered Automatic Lover last week, and they're just an amazing, you know, yes. Latin funk, you know, dance band. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pair them up with Linda and the Zeros.
It doesn't really get much better
than
that.
Two bands, 1 to 4. Mm-hmm. They're going to be playing like an hour and 15-minute set. That means there's going to be a lot of sweaty people in there. Don't you think?
Well, just having the guys from Automatic Lover in here and watching them bounce around to their own music,
yeah.
It was so much fun. And, of course, the lead singer, woo, I said, he's a cutie.
I mean, yeah, so that's going to just be an amazing show. And uh-huh. They're a brand new band.
I know.
I mean, we've just literally...
So this is going to be their first show out. I think. I don't think they have any other shows
yeah,
coming up.
No, this is their premiere show. Well, I heard them. I said, you know, we gotta get you in here. You know, if your band is interested in getting music on the air, performing live in the lair, or even playing one of our matinee shows, send us an email to music@civicmedia.us or visit Max Inc. Radio.
Okay.
Right now, this is Linda and the Zeros, Black Horse in a Cherry Tree. This is by KT Tunstall. You're listening to Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music.
My heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. I fell in fear upon my back and said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When a big black horse said, look this way and said, hey, will you marry me? No, 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 no,
And my heart had a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two. And I cut some cord, and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Yeah. And it won't come back, cause she's oh so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see. Yeah. The one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, 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 you're not the one for me.
the one for me.
Oh.
No, no, no.
No.
No, 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 no. Say, no, no, no. You're not the one for me. Yeah.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting